Today's Amud is Beitza Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, by the words Amar Rabba. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, he said in the name of Rav, Hasaychir Amas Hamayim Me'erv Yamtif, if one closes up a water canal on Erev Yamtif, so he blocks off the canal from the body of water that the canal is coming from, Ulamachar Hishkim Umatza Ba'adagim, and then on the next day, meaning on Yamtif, he sees that there are some fish in the canal. He didn't notice it before, but there are some fish that are inside this canal. So they're mutarin. He could take those fish on Yamtif, and he could eat that for his suda. Meaning even though, Nitzlach explains that the chiddush is that even though he didn't know that the fish were there, it's still not a problem of muksa. He had it in his possession. He didn't know it, but a person's stam das is even on these fish. And therefore, it's not a problem of muksa, and he's allowed to have the fish. Regarding why it's not a problem of tzad, of trapping, we said you're not allowed to take fish from a bevarin on Yom Tif. So the Rishonim explained that you have to say that this canal, an amas hamayim, is thinner than a bevar. And being that it's thinner, so it's considered trapped already when it's inside this canal. So there's no problem of tzad. And Rav's Iker Chiddush is coming to explain to us is that there's also no problem of muksa. Even though you didn't know about it, and you didn't really do anything to the fish, still it's not a problem of muksa. So now Amar Rav Chista, so Rav Chista, who was a Talmud of Rav, so Rav Chista said, Midivrei Rabbeinu Nilmoid, from the words of Rav, we can learn that Chaya Shekinana Beparadis, let's say you have an animal that makes its home inside of a forest, inside an orchard, so, and then the Chaya has a baby. So you have this chaya which goes into the forest and it has a baby. And now you want to eat the baby. You want to eat this animal's baby. It sounds bad when you say it like that, but you want to eat the child. So ain't it tzricha zimun? So you don't have to be mezamin the child. The child you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to go eat the child. The baby animal. And it's not a problem of muksa, being that the mother animal already made her home in this forest, going into Yom Tif. And now it has this child. So the mother is mechusar tzeda, because the mother could run around. A child, when he's first born, is not a problem of tzad to go get it, because it doesn't really walk around so much. It's not mechusar tzeda. In terms of hilchus tzeda, it's mutter. The shayla was in hilchus muksa, says Rav Chista, just like Rav said by the fish, that even though you didn't know about it, it wasn't the problem of muksa. Here too also, this child, even though you didn't know about it, it was in the forest that's right by your house. So there's not a it's no problem of muksa. Now Amar Rav Nachman commented on this statement of Rav Chista. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, they were both contemporaries, and so Rav Nachman commented and he said that Nafal Chavrin Barav Ravasa, that our friend, referring to Rav Chista, that he's getting himself involved in a very big sticky situation over here. That this kula that he's giving, it there's no problem of muksa, that's really not so pasha. Ikad Amri, some have a similar but different version, that Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, it was Rabba the son of Rav Huna. So now Rav Chista, Rav Nachman, who we just mentioned, and Rav Huna, they were all contemporaries. I think Rav Yehuda also, Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, they were all the same chevra. Rav Chista, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. In this version, it was a son of Rav Huna. So it was a son of one of the contemporaries that he made this statement. That midivrei Rabbeinu Nilmoy, that from the statement of Rav about the fish with the amas hamayim, we can learn that chaya shekinna bepardes ein tzricha zimun. About this halacha, that if you have an animal that makes its home in the forest, so you don't need to be mezamin the child. If you want to eat the baby animal on Yom Tif, it doesn't need zimun. It's not a problem of muksa because you had it in your possession right near you, and it doesn't need an active zimun, just like you didn't have to be mezamin the fish. And on this, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman commented, and he said, Nafal Bar Chavrin B'Rav Ravasa. Not our friend. This was the son of Rav Huna. So he said that the son of our friend, he's getting himself involved than something which is mamish not pasha. And explained Rav Nachman that what's not pasha about this halacha, why is it different than the case of the fish? Said Rav Nachman, because hasam like ka'avin maisa. Hacha ka'avin maisa. When did Rav say it's not a problem of muksa? That was by the fish. By the fish case, you didn't do something directly to the fish, but you did a maisa. You closed off the ama. And since you closed off the ama samayim, so that's called, you did a maisa, that's why you don't need to do anything else. You don't need zimun. You don't need to prepare the actual fish. But by the case of the animal that made its home in the forest, so you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything to any sort of maisa. And therefore, in that case, it is a problem of muksa. You can't learn from Rav's halacha about the fish to this case of the animal in the paradise. Now ask the Gemara, v'loi ba'i zimun. Is that even true? Stam, how could Rav Chisto, or how could this son of Rav Huna even suggest that it doesn't need zimun by the case of the animal? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa that it needs Zimun. We learned in the Braisa that Chaya Shekinna Bepardis Tzrichel Ezamin. It's Mamish Mefurish. The Braisa says that an animal which makes its home in the forest and has a child, you want to eat the child on Yom Tif, so it needs Zimun. It's a problem of Muksa. So how could Rav Huna, how could Rav Chista, who are Amorayim, argue on a Braisa? The Braisa is Mefurish, then it needs Zimun. And then once we brought the Braisa, so we bring the Hemshech of the Braisa says, V'tzipur Dror, when it comes to this type of bird, a Tzipur Dror, so, Tzarech Likshor Bichnafeha, Kedei Shalei Tischalef Bima. That even though you were Mizamin it, the Tzipur, even though you were Mizamin it, still you need to tie its wings. And the reason for that is that there should be some sort of simen, so you shouldn't mix it up with the mother. The problem is, with these birds, the Meiri explains, Tzipur Drors are very small. And so therefore, the baby, so she might get mixed up with her mother, because they're all very small. Because of that, now the mother is a problem of Muksa, because the mother is Mechusar Tzeda. It's not trapped, because the mother flies all around. The baby is not a problem of Tzeda, of Tzad, because the baby doesn't fly so much. So you have to make a simen on the baby, to show that it's the baby, to show that it's the child and not the mother. So that's what the Braisa says. But Al-Kapanim, the Braisa is Mefurish. Vizu Edis Shaidu Bifnei Shmai Vavtalion. And the Braisa concludes that this is Edis that was testified in front of Shmai and Vavtalion. So the Ikar that we're focusing on is the Reisha, which says that you need to be Mizamin. The case of the Chaya in the Pardes, you do need to be Mizamin, the baby animal. So Tioftos, that's a Tiofta on Rav Chista, or on what the son of Rav Huna said, that you don't need to be mezamin the baby. Ask the Gemara now, Umi bai zimun? Is that really true? That it's so pasha that you need to have zimun? That you need to be mezamin the baby in the case of the animal in the paradise? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa that you don't need zimun. It's a machlekes. So we have another Braisa that says you don't need zimun. What's the Braisa? The Braisa says like this, I'm Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Maidim beishamai ubeishilo, Al shehizminan b'seicha kan umatzel lefnei akan shasuren. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are maida. We had this earlier in the Mishnah that if you're mazmin, if you designate some birds to eat for Yom Tov Suda, and you designate them while they're inside their nest, and then on Yom Tov you find that the birds are in front of the nest, so they're asuren. We said we go basar raiv. And that the end of rave birds are in the world that are, or even at least that are hanging out by the nests that are not mezuman, that you didn't prepare, and therefore they're problem of muksa, and the male you can't eat the birds. But medvar mamurim says the braisa, when is this set? Now you need to have zimun, and if not without the zimun, it's going to be problematic. That's only b'yonei shayvach v'yonei aliyah. That's only when it comes to these different types of birds. Yonei shayvach, yonei aliyah, v'tziparim shekenu b'tfichenu v'vira, and these other birds that they make their nests in the jars, like we spoke about. Aval avazin v'tarnagaylem v'yonei hardisiyos. But when it comes to these other types of animals, these geese and these chickens and these other types of doves, v'chaya shekinina b'pardes, or also a chaya that makes its home inside of the pardes, it's mutarin v'ein tzrichan zimun. They're mutar even without asmana, meaning the child, you don't need to be mazmin. So you see Mefurish in the Braisa that the case of the chaya in the pardes, you don't need to be mazmin it. So it's like Rav Huna, it's like Rav Chista. Not like the Braisa that we had before. So how could you say there's a Dover Pashut that you need to have Zimun? Here you see a Braisa that you don't need to have Zimun. And now again, once we just mentioned the Braisa, so we mentioned the rest of the Braisa. V'tzipur dror tzricha likshar b'knafeha k'dei shalei t'schalif b'ima. This is the same halacha we had before. That the tzipur dror, you have to tie the wings of the baby. so that you don't mix it up with the mother. The mother is a problem of trapping. So you have to tie the wings of the baby so you have some sort of simen, you have a hecker. V'amikusharin v'aminunayin, and when it comes to these ones that the wings are tied, or if you shake it, and if you pick it up and you shake it, that's also a way that you'll be makir, that it's the baby, you'll know what it looks like. So when it comes to these birds that you have some sort of hecker and they're found bevirus uvebatim ubeshichin, and you find it inside of a bar or a house or a shichin, all different things that are attached to the ground uvema'arais or in caves, so they're mutarin, meaning these things, even though they're attached to the ground, that's not a problem of being mishtamish b'mechuber, as opposed to uvilona is asura. But if you find these birds in a tree, so then it's a separate iser because shamiyala v'yitlois. You can't be mishtamish b'mechuber, like a tree, you're not allowed to use something that's mechuber to the ground, because as a gzera, you might come to pull off a branch. So that's only going to be a problem by a tree, it's not going to be a problem by these other structures, b'yreis batim shichnu ma'areis. Now says the Braisa, v'amikusharin v'aminunanin b'chol makayim asura misham gezel. Now if you find someone else's bird that he tied, or that you saw him pick up, and then it flew away, and now you're finding it somewhere else, so then that's going to be a problem. This has nothing to do with Hilchos Yomtiv. This is even during the week. That's going to be asura misham gezel. That's going to be asura misham gezel. Meaning the Chiddush is, the Ra'ah explains that we don't say that the person who picked it up, who made the simen, that he had yish. We don't say that he's thinking, oh wow, a bird just went wild in the world and there's no way I'm getting it back. We don't say that. We don't say it's miyayish. If you find such a bird, you're not allowed to keep it. Bal kapanim, again, the reason why we brought this braiso is because the braiso is mefurish, that a chaya shekinin of a pardes, it's mutter, and you don't need zimun. So says the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman leikasha. Rav Nachman says it's on Akasha. Again, Rav Nachman is the one who said that it's a davar pashut that you need zimun, and we brought a brisa even which says that you need zimun. But now we have a brisa that you don't need zimun. So says Rav Nachman, it's not Akasha. Haba habiima. There's a difference between the child. The child needs the child doesn't need zimun. In a chanami, the child doesn't need zimun, but habiima, the mother does need zimun. The mother needs zimun because the mother roams around more wildly, and therefore it needs zimun. Ask the Gemara, ima bezimun sagila? Is that even enough to do zimun? Say the mal yusabai. You need to trap the mother before yamtif. If you want to eat the mother before yamtif, you're going to have to trap it, because the mother's mechusar tzeda. So it can't be that to answer the stira, we'll say that one Bryce is talking about ba, the child, and one Bryce is talking about the mother. Because if we're talking about the mother, then zimun's not going to help you. Hello, Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Idi v'Idi bedida. Both brises are talking about the child. Ha begina smucha leir, ha begina she'ina smucha. There's just a difference between whether or not the paradise is close to the city or it's farther away from the city. If it's closer to the city, so ne'echanami, then we'll say that your das was on it. Your das is on the things that are around you. And even though I guess you didn't do a maisa, still we'll say that your das is on it and it's not a problem of muksa. Ha begina she'ina smucha, but if it's a paradise that's not close to the city, so then we say that your das isn't on it, and then taka, then that's the case that it's going to be muksa. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, behema misukenes. If a person has a behema that's misukenes, it looks like it's going to die soon. So the storyline is like this. This guy, he has a cow, and he sees that the cow is about to die. Now, if the cow dies, so then it becomes an avela. Nevela, you can't eat it. So he's gonna lose out on this whole cow. If he was planning on eating it, selling it, whatever it is, he's gonna lose his cow, which is a lot of money. Cows aren't cheap. So he wants to, what does he want? What's the Eitzah? He sees the cow's about to die. The simple Eitzah, if it was a weekday, that he would do, was he would quickly shecht it. If he quickly shechts it, so now it will be a shechuta, it will be a shechted cow, and now it will be mutter to eat, he'll could sell to another yid, and the other yid could eat it, everything would be great. The problem is that now it's yomtiv. Okay, so even if it's yomtiv, you could shecht a cow on yomtiv if you want to eat. The problem over here is that not only was it yomtiv, but this guy already ate his suda. So it's Yom Tif, and the guy already ate his Suda, and now he wants to shecht this cow. But the problem is that you can't do Shechit on Yom Tif if it's not Letzayrich Yom Tif. So says the Mishnah, Behema Misukenes, if a person has this Behema that looks like it's gonna die, Lo Yishchit, he can't shecht it. Elim Ken Yeshayis Bayayim L'Echel Mimenek Azayis Tzli. Unless there's enough time during the day using hayol, at least that they'll have enough time during the day to eat a kezayis of its meat roasted. Meaning it has to be that there's enough time to shecht it, then take a kezayis of its meat, roast it, and eat it. If there's enough time to do all of that, so then we'll say that the shechita is mutter. Maybe guests will come and they'll be able to serve it to them. So then the shechita is going to be mutter. But if there's not enough time to do any of that, so then the shechita is going to be aser. Rabbi Kiva has a same idea, but just a little bit of a different nuance. Afilu kezayis chai mi beis tfichasa. Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't have to be that there's enough time to go take a kezayis and roast it. It could even be a raw kezayis of its meat from the place where you shecht it, meaning directly from the place that you shecht it. You don't have to put it onto the grill. Even if there's just enough time to shecht it and eat a kezayis of its meat, even though that's not the typical way a person would eat the meat, still, that's enough to be matir the shechita. And the Pais can talk about whether or not, in general, Eichel Nefesh has a shear. From the Mishnah, it's mashma that there's only a heter to shecht it if you're going to have enough time to eat a kezayis. Stam in general, is a person allowed to cook less than a kezayis of food? Or no, when you're cooking for Yom Tov, it has to be that you're doing kashir. You have to cook a kezayis. You're not allowed to cook something if it's less than a kezayis. It could be a nafkamina when making a tea or a coffee, if you're heating up some water, but that's the shiloh. And the raya would be from our Mishnah that you see it needs to be that there's enough time to have a kezayis, or maybe it's lav dafka. That's what the place can discuss, and we'll discuss it, Bezus Hashem, in a few weeks in one of the Arayis al Halacha articles. But anyway, says the Mishnah Vayter now, Shachta Basada, and let's say Stam, this is a new Havacha. Shachta Basada, in general, if a person on Yom Tif, nothing to do with the case of Misukenes, if a person shechts an animal in the field on Yom Tif, so Lo Yiviena B'mait U'V'maita. So when you bring the meat into your house, you can't start hanging up the animal on a pole or on a maita, a different type of contraption. That you can't do, because that's already Uvda D'chol, it's not Yom Tif Dik to be carrying it around like that. Of a mevi biyada evari mevar. So rather, what you should do instead is that you should take one aver at a time in your hands and bring it into your house like that. Now, says the Gemara, Rami bar Abba said that hefshiv nituach ba'ila v'hu adin lakatzavim. When it comes to a carbon ayla, so we know that the whole animal gets burnt onto the mizbeach. However, says Rami bar Abba, it doesn't mean that you shecht the animal and then you just take it and you plop it onto the mizbeach. That would be disrespectful. Rather, what you do is first you take off all the skin. We want it to be a nice piece of chicken, a nice piece of meat. So take off all the skin of the animal, vinitayach, and you have to cut it up. You have to cut up all the meat, aver, each aver by itself. And then you put it onto the mizbeach like that. And says Rami bar Abba, we shall learn from there, v'hu adin lakatzavim. That's so too when it comes to a butcher. When he wants to sell meat in the store, so you don't just sell the whole cow. You don't sell the whole animal. You cut it up, you take off the skin, and you cut it up, and you make it look nice, and that's how you sell it. And says Rami bar Abba, mikan limda tayir derech eretz. From here we see derech eretz. We'll see what that means. That in general, a person shouldn't eat meat without first taking off the skin and cutting it up. You don't just shech the cow, plop it onto the grill, and then just take a bite. Rather, you take off the skin and you cut it up. You're not supposed to just plop it onto the grill and eat it like that. So now says the Gemara, my kamash malon. What's Rami bar Abba coming to teach us? So now typically, my kamash malon in Shas means like, what's the chiddush? What was the chiddush of Rami bar Abba? But Rashi explains it's not the pshat over here. Rather, the Gemara means to ask a shaila. That my kamash malon, what does Rami bar Abba mean? What did he mean when he said, mikan limda Torah derech eretz? And the two possibilities the Gemara is going to explain is that one possibility is that it could be Rami bar Abba is teaching us a halacha. He's saying that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to just take a bite out of the meat. You have to first take off the skin and cut it up, because you have to check it to make sure it's not a treifa. So there's a halacha that you have to take off the skin and cut it up. It's not just stama in the classic sense of the words derech eretz. The other possibility is that no, he means taka, just regular derech eretz. He just means it's improper. Not because we actually have a chashash that the animal is a treifa. Really, we could rely on rive that the animal is probably not a treifa. And technically speaking, you could take a bite into the meat. And there's no problem in halacha to take a bite directly from the meat. Rami bar Abba was just teaching us derech eretz kipshutai. Derech eretz, it's not nice. It's not a nice way to do things and make it look a person seems like a bal taiva if he just takes a bite into the animal. So my kamash malon, what did Rami bar Abba mean? And the Gemara now speaks out the two tzadim. That Ilema, if you say that he meant like halachically, that you're not allowed to, you have to be chayshes, it's a trefa, and la'afuke mid Ravuna, which is not like Ravuna. Da'amar Ravuna, Ravuna said that behema bechaya, in general, when you have an animal that's alive, so it's becheskas iser emedes. Right now, the animal is becheskas iser, because there's an iser to take a bite out of the animal, that's the iser of Aver Menachai. So an animal while it's alive is becheskas iser, achivada lucha b'men nishchata. And the nafkamina is that now when it comes to shchita, you have to know for sure that it had a proper shchita. So being that it's becheskas iser, the only way you could get out of its chazaka is if you know that it had a proper shchita. If you stop see an animal lying on the floor and it seems like it was shechted, but you don't know who shechted it, or how they shechted it, so then that's going to be a problem, because being that the animal had a cheskas iser, so you can't eat it until you know exactly how it was shechted. Nishchita, however, once you see that it had a proper shechita, you could tell that it had a proper shechita, you just didn't check the animal yet, so it's becheskar heter imedas. Once the animal is shechted, you know it had a proper shechita, you know it was a proper person who shechted it, so now it's becheskas heter imedas. Now the meat itself is becheskas heter, unless you see that it became a trefa. But minastam, rive animals are not trefas, and therefore minastam you could assume that it's not a trefa. And if so, then it would come out that Rami Bar Abba is coming to teach us, lafuke midravuna. Rami Bar Abba is coming to teach us that no, la halacha, you have to check the animal. You're not allowed to just assume it's becheskas heterai medes. He's coming to be chaylik on Ravuna. That's one possibility, but ask the Gemara, if that's what Rami Bar Abba meant, then that we have a problem, because Vahanan Tanan Masnisin Kidravuna. He's not just arguing on an Amaira, he's actually arguing on a Tana. He's arguing on a Mishnah, our Mishnah. That not our Mishnah is just, we just read it, our Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Aymer Afilu Kazayis Chaimi based Fichasa. Rabbi Akiva said that you could shecht an animal on Yom Tif as long as there's enough time to eat a Kazayis of its meat from the based Fichasa, from the place that you slaughtered it. So that means from the neck of the animal, you just go and you grab out a kazayas, you eat it raw, and as long as you have enough time to do that, you could shecht the animal. So my lav mi beis tvichasa mamish, doesn't it mean actually the beis tvichasa like we just explained? And that would be a riot to Rav Huna. You see that the behemo, we could assume it's becheskas heter, you don't need to chop it all up and check to make sure it's not a trefa. Says the Gemara, lo, I know, that's not what Rabbi Akiva meant. He meant mimakom shetayvachas achilasa. He meant from the place that it chews up, that it breaks down the food, he's referring to the stomach. So you are cutting up the animal, you're checking to make sure it's not a trefa, and then just right away you grab a kazayas from its stomach area, and you eat a kazayas of its meat. So therefore, we have a kasha. So therefore, there's no kasha from the Mishnah on Rami Bar Abba. It could be Rami Bar Abba meant lahalacha, you have to check the animal. It would be not like Rav Huna. There's no raya from our Mishnah, not like Rami Bar Abba. Well, ask the Gemara, Vahatani Rabbi Chia, Makoim Tfichasa Mamish. Rabbi Chia said that no, that when the Mishnah says Makoim Tfichasa, mi based Tfichasa, it means Mamish based Tfichasa. It means Makoim Tfichasa. So rather, Allah says the Gemara, Rami Bar Abba wasn't teaching us a halacha, rather, Eirich Ara Kamashmalan. He was just teaching us proper etiquette. He was teaching us Derech Eretz, that it's not proper to slaughter the animal and then just go and grab a kazayas of its meat out and eat it. You're allowed to do such a thing. It's becheskas heterei medes. We only have to assume it's a trefa, but it's just pasha not good Derech Eretz to do such a thing. Kedetanya, like we learned in a braisa, that there are certain things that are similar to this, that it shows that a person's like a bal taiva, and that's not derech eretz. Like we learned in a braisa, le'yaychal adam shum ubatzal, a person meireishai. A person shouldn't eat garlic or onion from its head, meaning from the opposite end of where the leaves grow, from the non-leaf side. A person shouldn't bite into that side of garlic and onions and eat it. Ella me olav. Rather, you should go from the leaf side, the part that has the leaf, where the leaves grow out from. So, you're gonna first take off the leaves, but then you should, when you eat the onion, when you eat the garlic, you should eat from that side first. And the reason for this is because the Prisha explains in Aruch Chaim and Siman Kuf Ayin in Ois Ches, he explains that the leaf side is less tasty than the other side, than the Reish. So if you eat first from the Reish, from the better side, so that shows that you're like a Baal Taiva, that you're jumping in right away, digging in to the best part of the garlic and the onion. Rather, Derech Eretz would be to first take a bite from the leaf side of the onion and of the garlic. V'em achal, and if a person taka eats from the reish first, ha'reza ravson, he's showing that he's like a Baal Taiva, and it's not Derech Eretz. Ki yitze bai, similarly, la yish de adam kaisa bevas achas, if a person has a cup of wine, let's say, so he shouldn't just drink the whole cup in one shot. V'im shasa, and if he does, ha'reza gargaron, also, so he's showing he's a Baal Taiva, like he's a guzzler, that he just takes down the whole cup, that's not proper Derech Eretz. So again, so the same idea with the meat. In our Gemara, Rami Bar Abba was saying that it's not proper, it's not Derech Eretz, to shecht an animal and dig right in. Rather, what a person should do is he should first take off the skin and cut up the animal. And now on this topic of drinking the cup in one shot, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanam, we learned in the Braisa, now that Shaisa Kaisa Bevas Achas, one who drinks of his cup of wine and he drinks it in one shot, so Hareza Gargaron, so he's a Gargaron, he's a Baal Taiva. Shnayim, Derech Eretz, if he drinks it in two shots, it depends on the size of the cups, but if he drinks it in two shots, so then that's proper, that's a normal pace, that would be Derech Eretz. Shleisha migasei aruach. But if he has it, if he takes it down in three shots, so then already, then he's a Baal Gaiva. Either he's trying too hard, he's kilu showing, he's such a tzaddik that he doesn't drink it in one shot, and he's drinking it like sipping it in little sips, so then he's like already like a Baal Taiva. When I saw this Gemara, it reminded me a little bit of a story I once saw about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was at some sort of event, and so the waiter was going around and he was serving food to everyone. And so he went to Rav Yaakov, he said, "Do you want fish or do you want meat?" So Rav Yaakov was thinking about it. So someone asked him, like, "What are you thinking so deeply about?" So Rav Yaakov said, "I'm just thinking, should I go for taiva or should I go for gaiva? You know, the taiva kilu being the meat and gaiva showing fish, like kilu trying too hard, like, oh, I don't eat meat, I'm not eating the meat." So here too also, the person, he drinks the wine in three gulps, so that's already showing he's a Baal Gaiva.